Our gospel reading comes from the book of Mark, chapter 10, beginning with verse 17, and it reads, "As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. 'Good teacher,' he asked, 'what must I do to inherit eternal life?' 'Why do you call me good?' Jesus answered. 'No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your mother and father.' 'Teacher,' he declared, 'all these I have kept since I was a boy.' Jesus looked at him and loved him. 'One thing you lack,' he said. 'Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come and follow me.' At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, 'How hard is it for the rich to enter into the kingdom of heaven?' The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus again said, 'Children, how hard is it to enter into the kingdom of heaven? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter into God's kingdom.' The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, 'Who then can be saved?' Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I come to you today with a sermon that asks the question, or rather makes the statement, then asks the question, "You can take it with you, but why?"
But why? Why? Is that what you ask?
Yes.
Did you hear that question? "You can take it with me, but why?" What kind of question is that anyway? Well, there are so many things that I carry with me. And I'm sorry to interrupt you all, but I just couldn't let this go by. I want to just share with you a few of the things because that is such an odd question.
Oh?
It is. I mean, I carry these things with me all of the time. And I think I'm not the only one. For instance, there is my love of jewelry. My love of jewelry. I can't possibly be the only person who absolutely loves jewelry. I mean, look at the sparkles on your arm. All of those bracelets. Aren't they gorgeous? I have so much jewelry that I can't possibly wear every single piece throughout the whole year. In fact, I'm still paying on pieces that I bought just last week. Mm. How can you expect me to give that up? That is just unheard of. And then there is my love of cable. I mean, how can you live without cable? All of these programs that we have to watch, how do you even keep in touch with what's going on in the world without cable? I mean, granted, the bills go up every single week. Every month the bill, it gets higher and higher and higher. In fact, this month, because I'm still paying for the jewelry I bought last week, I had to choose between paying my electric bill and my cable bill. And you know I had to pay my cable bill. Then there is my love of shoes. Oh, my goodness. I just love shoes. I mean, I've got a shoe for every occasion, a shoe for every outfit, a shoe for every day of the week. My husband says that it's getting to a point where I'm going to put the family in financial ruin. And so I've been sending the shoes to my office. I've got one more space under the desk just for one more box. But that isn't the only thing. You know, there are all of these things that I love, but there are also these things that, well, like fear. I always have fear with me. And I'm not ashamed to say I'm afraid. I think we're all afraid these days. We're afraid of people we don't know. We're afraid of people we do know. We're just afraid.
We're afraid of a shoe avalanche.
We're afraid of the shoe avalanche. And there are times in our lives when, you know, it gets really tiring to be so afraid. And that's probably one of the heaviest things that I carry with me all of the time. But it's not as though we can live without fear, can we? Then there is envy. I'm not too keen on carrying this, but if I'm honest, I have to say that I do carry it around with me. I mean, I just get so teed off by people who have things that I don't. Just the other day, I'm leaving my house, minding my own business, and the next door neighbor, she says, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. And I come over to say hello to her, and then she has to tell me how they're putting in a brand new pool in time for the summer. Well, I was like, how dare she? I went to my husband, I said, we're getting a pool also. And I don't even swim. And then that just leads to resentfulness, you know? I just resent so many things. I resent my neighbor being able to put a pool in her house. I resent people who have things that I don't. I resent having to work so hard for the things that I want. I deserve everything. This just makes me so angry. That's another thing that I carry around. You see, it's hard to feel envy and resentfulness and fear and not be angry all the time. And if I was honest, sometimes I would love to get rid of that. I would just love to just get rid of it, but I don't know how. I don't know how to not be angry about everything. Mm-hmm. My last thing, you'll be proud to hear this. Yesterday, I actually was going to give up procrastination today. I was, really. And then this morning I woke up and there was just, I realized, oh, I promised to do what I was supposed to have done yesterday, today, and I couldn't leave the house without getting it done because today was the last day that it had to be done. And so it made me late to come to church, but, I got here in time to hear that crazy question that you asked. Oh, there's actually one more thing. I almost forgot. How could I forget this one thing? I love donuts. I love donuts. Apple crumb donuts, strawberry frosted donuts, Boston cream donuts, chocolate donuts, bow tie donuts. Oh my goodness, whoever created that? My doctor says I need to give that up because it's making me sick. I have donuts every single day. Donuts are my life. I'm taking a whole lot of your time. I understand that. And so I'm going to just sit right over here and let you preach your sermon. I'm sorry about that. I'm actually looking forward to it, mainly because I just want to hear what you have to say about possibly giving up things. I'm going to just sit right over here. All of these things that I put up and showed you, these things are a part of who I am. It's like Sammy Davis Jr. said, I just got to be me. But I'll let you talk about how I might be able to give some of those things up.
Did you hear that, church? Did you hear her talk about all of these things that are a part of her? All these things that have come to define her. All these things that she's been dragging around in that great big huge suitcase for an entire year. Yes, you can take those things with you. But why indeed would you want to bring all of those things with you into a brand new year? Beloved people of God, as we count down these last few hours to the start of a new year, the question that stands before us, not just you, but all of us, what will you be taking with you into the new year? To help you decide what you should take with you, I invite you to think back to our scriptures that we read just a few moments ago. In our gospel reading, we have a person of great wealth who was having a conversation with God. And one of the things that many of us do when we read this particular passage of scripture is we misinterpret it. We are under the impression that God is telling this person that you have to sell all your possessions and get rid of all your wealth and become poor so that you can enter into heaven. But the reality is that it's quite the opposite. It's not about you having to give up all your wealth. It's the value that you place on these items in relation to God in your life. If these items become more valuable to you than to God in your life, they become a heavy burden that you drag around because all you care about is your stuff as opposed to your relationship with God. Keeping in mind that for those of us who may have come into wealth, it is quite possibly a blessing from God, which is fine, but it can't stand between you and God. And then when we reflect back to our Old Testament reading, the issue that the rich man faced in the gospel is quite similar to that of the Old Testament as well. For you see, the message that God gave to the prophet Isaiah to deliver to the people of Israel, he told them, stop holding on to things that stand in the way between your relationship that you desire to have with God and God desires to have with you, and put those things aside. He said, stop allowing those things to absorb all your time and your energy and your attention and throw you off track. Yes, as we look back on all the things that we've accumulated over this life's journey and all the things that we carry with us, we're going to discover that there have been some fond memories that we share. Yes, there have been some trying times that many of us have experienced throughout this year. And yes, some of us have even made some bad decisions. And yet, as we get ready to enter into a brand new year, a year that may be filled with endless possibilities and wonderful opportunities, the question still remains, what will you take with you into this new year? Sure, you can take envy, anger, hostility, resentment, jealousy, procrastination, bad relationships, and unresolved issues with you into this new year. Matter of fact, you can even take bad spending habits, buying shoes and donuts and jewelry. And just for the record, I know you paid your cable bill over your electric bill, but you're in for a surprise when you get home because, try watching TV by candlelight with no electricity. Just saying. You can take all of these things into the new year with you. But why? Why would you want to do that? Think about this. By giving us a brand new year, God has given us permission, as he said in Isaiah, to forget the former things and not to dwell on the past. because he is willing to do a new thing in our lives if we allow him to. So could you imagine what that would look like for you as an individual? What would God doing a new thing in your life look like if you gave yourself permission to let go of the things that have caused you worry and concern, heartaches and headaches? What would it look like entering into a new year if you gave yourself permission to let go of the things that have made you angry, envious, resentful, sad, and all the other emotional roller coaster items that we've encountered? What would your new year, what would your life look like if you gave yourself permission to let go of all of the things that have put you in a place where you have to struggle financially and physically from day to day, month to month, year to year, trying to figure out, as my mom used to say, how to rob Peter to pay Paul so that you won't go under in your bills for the year? Imagine how much happier you could be, how much joy-filled your life could be if you take all of the things that you have the ability to get rid of, all of the things that would make your next new year, 2018, look exactly like 2017 if you don't let them go. Imagine how much joy would meet you in the new year. And here's the best part. It doesn't just have to be an idea or a dream. If you can imagine, it can become your reality. So the question that stands before us as the year is winding down: what's stopping you from getting rid of all the things that have been slowing you down this year? What's stopping you from getting rid of all those things that have caused you headaches and hardships and all kinds of other issues in this journey we call life as we prepare to enter into a new year? Beloved people of God, if you can allow yourself to imagine what life would be like if you gave all these burdens to God, all the burdens that you've been carrying around for this entire year, and let's be honest, some of us have been carrying burdens since 2016, 2015, 1990, 70. Some of us have been dragging some stuff around for a while, haven't we, church? What would the new year look like if we can unload all those things and leave them right here and right now? Just give them to God. Invite him to be a part of that purging process. What would your life be like if you can start off with a fresh, new, clean slate into the new year? What you will discover is that those places in your life that feels like they're out of control will actually begin to fall into alignment. What you will discover are those places that feel as if you're wandering in a wilderness or lost in a wasteland will actually begin to change if you can invite God into those murky places in your lives, in those places that you'd rather not talk about, in those places that we are sometimes even embarrassed to admit that this is a part of who we are. I'm jealous because my neighbor has a pool, even though I can't swim, and my husband don't go in pools, and yet we're jealous and envious that they have one. Could you imagine how much lighter and freer your life could be if you invite God into your life to take those things away from you? So, beloved people of God, Pastor Anna, what will you do? Will you be taking all of these things with you into the new year? Or will you be willing to give yourself permission to leave them behind, to start a new year with a clean slate and an empty suitcase? A suitcase that God may fill with exciting new possibilities that He has in store for you. But if your bag is already full, there's no room for anything else in it. The choice is yours. All of you. The choice is yours and yours alone. What will you take with you into the new year? Yes, it's true. You can take all this stuff with you into the new year. But the question that I have to come back to is why?
You preach a very persuasive sermon.
Thank you.
I've been listening very carefully. And you're right. There are so many things here that I really don't have to take into the new year. Some of these are really hard to let go of. But I think I'm going to give myself permission to give these over to God. Now, I make no promises. Come the new year, I may take back one or two things. But in an interesting kind of way, I feel a little lighter now. It's almost as though I'm relieved. I think 2018 is going to be a wonderful year. I'm looking forward to the new things God has in store for me. Thank you.
Let everybody say amen. Amen. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. As we prepare to enter into a brand new year, Lord, help us to find the courage to give ourselves permission to let go of all those things that would burden us down. Help us to give ourselves permission to let go of those things that we need not take with us into a new year. Lord, give us the wisdom to deal with those things that we've been struggling with. We pray all this in the precious and the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.